A Filipino welder recruited to work on the construction of a new brewery in Melbourne was underpaid more than $20,000 in just 3 months, an investigation by the Fair Work Ombudsman has found. The employee signed a contract that provided he be sponsored on a 457 visa and engaged on a salary of $55,000 a year for 4 years. However, without the worker's knowledge and before he left the Philippines, the employer paid for and arranged for a short stay 400 temporary work visa instead, which allowed the employee to remain in Australia for only 88 days. The employer then reduced the annual salary to $36,000, about $18 an hour. We have been privileged to have the Director of Fair Work Ombudsman, Mr. Craig Bilstein, we are going to talk with about this supposedly incident. Good morning, Mr. Bilstein.
Hello, and thanks for having me.
Right. This for the purpose of our interview, let's call this gentleman John.
Okay.
Because he's not named in the whole report. He arrived here and was supposed to be on a 457 visa, but even before he left the country, his visa has been converted to a 400 temporary work, which is good only for 88 days. How did you find this out?
Well, the Fair Work Ombudsman is now getting more requests for assistance from visa holders working in Australia than we ever have before. We get about 25,000 requests for assistance from employees each year, and 1 in 10 of those requests is now coming from visa holders. That's a significant trend, and it's one that concerns us greatly. This particular employee was one of those people that contacted us. He sought help from us. Because John had limited English skills, we needed an interpreter to talk with him, but our inspectors did that. And as a result, we subsequently determined that he had been underpaid $20,260 for work that he'd conducted between March the 2nd and May the 23rd last year. So that's just about 3 months. We found that he wasn't paid his overtime, he wasn't paid weekend or public holiday penalty rates or his annual leave entitlements.
Right. We understand that the owner of the brewery is a foreigner as well. He's from Singapore.
That's correct. So what we have here is a situation where the employer, it's called Red Dot Brewhouse Australia Proprietary Limited, is owned and operated by some Singapore nationals. They set up this brewery in Melbourne's western suburbs to manufacture and bottle beer to export to Southeast Asia. Now, when our inspectors conducted a record of interview with the employers, they told us that they were concerned that the wages in Australia were too expensive, and that's why they sourced their labour from overseas. But we had to make very clearly the point to this employer is that there are minimum pay rates in Australia. They apply to everyone, including visa holders, and they're not negotiable for any reason.
So it does not exempt him from paying what is prescribed in Australia, even if the person was from overseas?
Even if the person from overseas says that they're happy to accept a lower pay rate, that's just not on. I guess employers need to understand they simply cannot undercut the minimum lawful entitlement based on what they think the job might be worth, what the employee is happy to accept or what other businesses might be paying or even what it pays back in their country of origin. We are increasingly finding employers from non-English speaking backgrounds who have little or no understanding of their workplace obligations or the seriousness of their non-compliant behaviour. And in this case, we've asked the business to apologise to the worker and repay all the money that's owed. We've also asked them to make a donation to the Migranti North Association of Filipino Migrants and Workers Incorporated in Melbourne, to fund education about workplace rights. And they also have signed a pact with us which will require them to ensure that they take steps to comply with our laws in the future. So we do take these matters very seriously.
Mm. In hindsight, just for the listener, for the benefit of my listeners, what are the prescribed rates on a per-hour basis?
Well, I think what everyone needs to know is that the minimum wage for adults in Australia is $17.29 an hour. Mm. Now, often the wage is going to be higher on Saturdays and Sundays and public holidays. So that's the starting point that people need to understand. And look, it's worth making the point that while we are here to monitor and enforce the law, we're also here to provide advice and assistance to both employers and employees alike. I would encourage people to go to our website, www.fairwork.gov.au. We've got information translated into 27 different languages. Mm. We've got fact sheets and so on. We've also got videos on YouTube. And we have an interpreter service. If you need assistance with language services, you can call 131450. I suppose we say to people the best defence for an overseas worker being underpaid or treated unfairly is to know your rights, and we can help you to understand those rights.
That's excellent. Right. We have been speaking with Mr. Craig Bilstein, Director of Fair Work Ombudsman. We'd like to thank you, Director, for your kind information that will benefit a lot of people on temporary work visa.
Good morning.
Thank you.